This is F1 Indy Girls with Soraya and Cheryl. We are two girls who love Formula One and IndyCar. This is our Australia GP recap. Some news before we start. There's only one thing that we have to say, but Zak Brawn will be the CEO for McLaren until 2030. That's exciting. Go him. The CEO signed a new CEO contract. Woo-woo! So we get Zak Brawn for a couple more years. Other than that, we don't have any other news. I don't think there's anything else. I'm so sorry. I was yawning. I'm so tired today. I don't know why it hit me, but it hit me, and now I'm like, I could use a nap at 4:38 in the afternoon, and I'm like, it's bedtime. I'm ready for bed. School was hard today. To say the least. I don't want to go tomorrow. I have to go tomorrow. Anyways, it's a rough life being a college student. I'm burnt out. Luckily, I have 2.5 weeks left. Not that you guys need to know that, but now you do! Cheryl's still dying.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. This is gonna be great.
Yeah.
Try
not to cough too much. Right into your ears. And if I need you to repeat yourself, it's
because
I can't hear.
Yeah, because I'm sitting on your bad side.
Maybe
I should have sat on the other side. But it's like we have assigned seats. We don't have assigned seats, but we have assigned seats.
Mm-hmm.
In every place we sit.
Yeah.
On this couch that we record in, the other couch that we watch our shows on, even the dining room table. We have assigned seating.
We do.
Without having assigned seating.
And of course my ruptured eardrum is on.
It's on the side that I always sit on. I don't know why this is. It's just, it is how it is. I don't know.
So, on to our actual recap now. Do we want to start with our
low of the weekend?
Yes, low of the weekend.
Go.
I love how you think I'm ready for this. What's my low of the weekend? Checo's grid penalty, because obviously that frustrated me.
It's about to say.
Oh, wait, I have something else.
Oh, okay.
Logan getting kicked out of his car. There we go. I was like, what else happened? That's my low of the weekend. Logan not getting to drive. I changed my mind.
I don't have a low of the weekend anymore. That was my low of the weekend.
Okay, can we close my low of the weekend? I think it deserves a double low.
That was my low of the weekend.
Double low, okay? We can have a double low.
I was like, oh, sweet, I actually have one. And then you were like, just kidding. And I was like, oh, I know what she's going to say now. And I don't have one anymore.
It's both of our lows.
It was a low of the
weekend.
It's
a big enough low. It can be both of ours.
I was not happy. I don't think that was very fair to Logan, and I hate to break it to you, but Alex didn't get the points they wanted, so I feel like that was just not okay in general. Mm-hmm. They had hopes, and those hopes were not fulfilled, but I just feel like it's not, you don't, shouldn't take away a driver's car when the other teammate crashes in hopes that they are going to do better. One, because I feel like that just absolutely destroys the confidence of the other driver,
mm-hmm.
and Logan already has low confidence. Like, we already know his confidence is not the best. He's a rookie, he's there, we can all see it. And to have that car just taken away, if I was in his shoes, I'd be like, wow, my team doesn't trust me enough to drive this mm-hmm. car. Or I'd be like, okay, my team doesn't trust me enough. Fine, I'll prove it to them next time, and I'm a who knows what.
See, that's my thing. But I had a couple thoughts on this. If you don't trust your driver enough,
then why did you resign him?
Then why did you resign him? If you don't think he can get you points. And then, yeah, like you said, that it will. I feel like, you know, very likely could affect his confidence. And so that could, I get they were like thinking about this race and who gives them more opportunity for points this race. But if you destroy Logan's confidence, then any points he could have scored later on could be affected.
Yeah.
And they didn't end up getting points this race. So it wouldn't have hurt them to keep Logan apart. And then the fact that, so I'm like, I hope Logan can just, you know, let it go and come back stronger and not let it affect him too much. Who knows? Maybe he'll be like Carlos, and Carlos is like, don't have a seat for next year? Let me show you. So.
Sweet. Driver of the weekend.
You go first.
Carlos Sainz. Stuff right up Carlos Sainz. There is no explanation needed. No, just kidding. he did absolutely fantastic this whole weekend. He comes back from having an appendix removed to winning a race. So he deserves my, that was claws in my knee. Thank you, Rascal. I needed that. I just got clawed by a cat. My bad. But he deserves all the driver of the weekend I could possibly give him. So
yeah, I was gonna say, totally agree with you on that, but I will pick a different driver of the weekend. And I had this person as like driver of the weekend since the very beginning. Okay, not the very beginning of the weekend, but pretty early on, obviously. And I feel like even though he didn't get the chance to drive, Logan, the way he behaved and, you know, acted in this situation, I would have been so annoyed. And the way he was just like, you know, best for the team. So I'll give Logan my driver of the weekend, even though he was unable to drive. But I was going to say, I guess he drove, you know, free practice 1 and 2. And he was actually looking pretty good in those free practices. But I just love the fact that, you know, even Williams and Albon were both very much like the way that he has handled this. And, you know, he admitted it was the hardest moment of his career. But I feel like he handled it so well. Because obviously when they asked Max about it, Max was like, I would have been the car. That way nobody could race.
Flatten the car.
Flatten the car. Flatten the car so no one could race. Like, if I'm not racing, then you're not racing either. So, I think the way he handled it was very good.
I think that's all.
Mm-hmm.
Low. Yep, okay. On to the recap. Since we're on the topic, Alex crashed in FP1 and completely destroyed his car, and they did not have a second chassis in Australia, which I feel like is kind of a dumb decision to not have. But maybe they might just not have the money to bring it over to Australia, because that can be pretty dang pricey.
Well, having watched James Vowell's like video on it, is that they do not have one made right now.
That also does not
That is, they are
me.
So behind in stuff that they just don't have one made.
That's okay. If you want
and
to know
he
why,
was like, that's
you know
unacceptable.
Why, do you know why they're so far behind?
There's a lot of reasons.
Do you know one of the big reasons why they're so behind?
What?
So before James came in to, you know, came to Williams, they used to design their car in an Excel worksheet.
Like, that's where they kept track of all the parts and different things.
No, they, like, literally designed their car in an Excel worksheet. Like, everything. Not even just, like, key parts that, like, keep it. Like, they did everything in an Excel worksheet. Yeah. And so when he came in, he was like, no. And so he, over winter, he just said, we're tearing, like, they basically just redid the whole thing. And so they set them back so far that they barely made it to show their car.
Yeah.
It's so bad.
Yeah, and James has been like, this is unacceptable. Like, it should never get to this point.
But that just shows you how behind times, because that's how they used to do it back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Like back in the 90s, and they used to do everything in like, okay, not necessarily an Excel worksheet, but that's how they used to design it back in the 90s. And Williams is just so old in like how long they've been around that that's, they just kept it that
well,
way.
Well, and then, you know, as they're, I'm like, obviously they used to be a bigger team. At this point, they are a small team and, you know, not up to date with things, obviously. And so, yeah, I think it's very hard to...
That's the main reason they're behind.
Watch.
But yeah, so there's that.
You were very happy because Lando got P1 in FP1.
I was so excited.
I wasn't able to watch it.
I didn't either.
As soon as I saw that, I was like, oh, Soraya's gonna be so happy.
I was so excited. I never watch practices. What am I saying?
I watch sometimes, but
call me a fake F1 fan. I like how that's my thing. Call me a fake F1 fan. I just don't find practices entertaining. I also have more things to do with my life than sit there and watch FP1 and FP2 and FP3.
See, I will most, like, other weekends I'll do it, like, if I'm getting ready for work in the morning and they have
to. That's the other thing. I'm not waking up butt crack of dawn before I go to school to watch practice.
I mean, I will say that is the one nice thing about Australia for us is that it actually just makes it so we're...
We just have to stay up late.
Stay up late. And it's not even that late. Like, the race was over by...
11:30.
Like, more than even, like, we were up super late.
If anything, qualifying.
Qualifying was later, yeah.
I was up so late.
But most of the time, we have to get up early to watch races. So, it was kind of nice to have a weekend where we did not have to worry about that.
Yeah, that's
and I am sorry for all of you people who are in Europe and over in that area who had to get up early.
We haven't had to get up early for any of these races.
Yeah, so far we haven't.
We will next
week. Yeah, I was like, we will get there though, because...
Next week is Suzuka. Or not next week, in 2 weeks it's Suzuka.
But yeah, most of the races for us are early, so...
The butt crack at dawn. Okay, not literally, but sometimes it feels that way.
So qualifying, I feel like going into qualifying, I felt like so uncertain. Like I was like, oh, maybe someone besides Bex would get pole because based off of practices and stuff.
Oh, I knew Max was going to get pole because he's always qualifying is Max's thing,
but not always. Like we often see the Ferraris and stuff up there. Like pearls and stuff often gets pole. That doesn't always mean a win, but I feel
it
like...
It never means a win. What do you mean?
Yeah, I was going to say, Charles Pole doesn't mean Charles win.
It means Charles Max win. Pole means Max wins.
Yeah.
That's how it... Because Max beats him into turn one all the time.
But yeah, I was like, oh. And then I feel like it was kind of what we normally expect.
To be honest, qualifying wasn't very exciting this go round.
We have the normal people getting out in, you know. I mean, I guess we had a few. We had Yuki make it through.
Yuki did make it through.
Bumped out Lewis. So.
Okay, Mercedes also there was a few mad struggled.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, they did struggle.
I don't think I've ever seen them struggle as much as they have recently. I feel
it's
so
kind
bad.
Of been, yeah. Especially Lewis. I feel like George is kind of this year being able to get more out of the car. But we had a couple.
We had Hulkenberg, Gasly, Ricciardo, and Zhou.
Yeah.
Who were all out in Q1. And then you had Hamilton, Albon, Bottas, Magnussen, and Alcon out in Q2. Mm-hmm. So good job, Alcon, for making it into Q2.
It's the first time that
all season
the Alpine has made it into.
So
Q2, so
that was good. We did have a couple penalties.
We obviously had Checo getting a 3-place grid penalty for impeding Hulkenberg.
Which Hulkenberg then was like that.
He's like, I even told the stewards it didn't deserve a penalty. The team didn't like notify him.
Yeah.
But he got it anyways, which I find funny because we have seen multiple cases of these, you know, impeding incidences being sent into the stewards and investigated after they're, you know, qualifying, and nothing comes of it. So hopefully we can learn to be a little bit more consistent when it comes to...
You expect way too much.
I know.
You are literally expecting way too much out of the stewards.
I expect way too much from the FIA and the stewards in this, that we, you know, maybe be more consistent with penalties we give out. But, you know, girl can dream.
That's your hope. My hope is Ferrari winning. Two different sides of it.
But it probably would, they would have won anyways. Probably. I was just hoping Checo would be further up. That's okay. I'm still very happy with Ferrari and McLaren because I love them both. but I was kind of annoyed with that three-place grid penalty.
I wasn't, because that meant Norris and Leclerc got higher places. Same with Piastri.
Your drivers got.
My drivers, I mean, just did so great this weekend.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm pretty sure.
Life is so
it's good. Just been how my life has been this week. Last week and a half, actually. So, I'm sorry for... I mean, and if you watch IndyCar too, of course my favorite driver didn't do their good there either, so...
Mine didn't either. I don't
They did better than mine.
Not by much.
See? Neither one was it by much, but... In both instances. It's okay. Your driver's needed a weekend.
That's facts. Your driver always gets a weekend. He always gets
not always.
Okay, but he has done so good. And then there's my drivers. I think my drivers deserve
See,
to be on top.
My thing is, like, all of the drivers that were up there
are awesome.
Our top five are, like, pretty much my top five drivers. And I love them all, but I was like, oh. I wish Checo, because obviously you want your, like, favorite up there. But I am very happy with how the weekend went. Don't get me wrong.
My top three were my top three drivers.
See, so I'm like, I love them all. I will take it. Because it was my, the top five are my top five favorites, so we're good.
Yeah.
I just still have to defend Checo, because I will always defend Checo. It's the stress of having him on Red Bull that does this to me.
He's been on Red Bull since you watched.
I know, but it's still the stress of him being on that team because that team is so hard and is known to kick drivers off mid-season. So if there's a race, he doesn't do super good. I'm like, oh no. But I'm very happy with how the race ended. I will say.
Now that we're on to the race, Sainz passed Max around lap one or two, and then Max ended up... Okay, the funny thing is he started failing, and I turned to Sherelle and I go, he's out. And you all know what she said? No, he's not.
That's not what I said.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I was like, he's done, and you're like, no, he's not.
I don't remember that.
I was like, he's done. And you're like, no. And then my dad was like, he's out. And I was like, yeah, he is. And then they called him into box and they retired his car.
I don't remember that, honestly. I don't know why I would say that, because obviously he was out.
No, but this is before he got out, and this is before he started dropping down.
Wait, before he was even smoking?
No, it's when I saw the smoke.
Oh, I don't know if I saw this. I don't know.
Oh, I was like, I saw this because they didn't mention it until I saw it happen. And then I was like, he's out. And you're like, no, he'll be fine. He'll come back. That's not what you said, but you were like, he's not out. And then I was like, and then he got out and I was like, oh. Also.
Because as soon as he started dropping, like dropping, I was like, oh, yeah, no.
Yeah, no, this is before he started dropping down the grid.
I don't remember saying no, he's not.
But it was so funny. We watched it with my family. Normally it's just Sherelle and I, but we were watching it with my dad and my sister. And they are a little bit more biased on drivers than Sherelle and I. And it kind of cracks me up sometimes. And my sister goes, This is a blessing from the Australian kangaroo gods that Max is out. And she just shouts that. And I just start laughing. It was so funny. And my dad was like, at the end of the race, he goes, the world is just, what did he say? He was talking about how the world is like going to spin the other direction or implode or something because we're not hearing the Dutch national anthem. It made me crack up.
See, I will say it was nice to have a weekend that Max was not, you know,
pole or on.
I mean, that Max did not win. And I feel like we all knew the only way that wasn't really going to happen was if he was out.
It hasn't happened since 2022. And well, I am praising the Lord for it.
He has. That means my driver's today. He had Singapore last year.
I meant like DNF'd.
Oh, but yeah, he has not DNF'd since Australia 2022. So 2 years ago. So.
And I was praising the Lord because of it. I love Max. Don't get me wrong. I say this because that meant I got a top three drivers. Or the top three places were of my favorite drivers.
Mm-hmm.
I ought to see drivers on the podium that normally don't get the podium very often. Yes. So I was very excited. But the damage on Max's car was also, wow.
The like little explosion in the pit lane from the tire.
Yeah, that was not good. But basically, if you don't know what happened, for those who didn't watch, Max was, simple way of putting this, Max was driving lap two with a handbrake, part of lap one and all of lap two with basically a handbrake on.
Mm-hmm. There was something wrong with the brake disc.
Yeah, there was something wrong with the brake. So basically, if you like aren't super familiar and like technical, which I'm not with cars, easiest way to explain it is he was driving with a handbrake on, which then heated the brakes, which then heats the tire, which then caught the whole thing on fire.
And then that fire spreads.
The fire spreads. So once they saw the smoke, they brought him in as quickly as they could. And then as he was entering the pits, he had a little mini explosion on his rear tire where the brake was having an issue. And then when he got to the pit, like the box, his car was like his rear left? Right side? I think it was right side. Was on fire. And they were like extinguishing it. So that's what happened to Max. Very sad. And then we went on. Everyone pitted. We had lots of people pitting. We went on.
We had people pit real early. Like,
I was lap six.
Oh boy.
People were pitting on lap six. They had medium tires and they were pitting on lap six.
And we're just like, well, oh, who knows how many pit stops this race is going to be if they're already pitting. But obviously the hards worked out a lot better than those mediums. The mediums did not last very long.
And then we went about the race for about a good solid 14 laps. And then Hamilton starts to complain about his car.
Mm-hmm.
And then the engine starts to just slowly stop.
Yeah. He's like, engine's gone. Slowly stops. Got to an area that was close to an opening so they could pull him off, but was a virtual safety car.
That caused
several
more people to pit.
You got Alonso was able to benefit from that. And a few other drivers who had not yet pit. And then, let's see. I feel like, what else happened during this race? We had Alcon
got a visor tear off, caught in his stuck in his rear duct.
Brake duct
of his rear wheel that they had to take out. When he did a pit stop. So he had an emergency pit stop. It took a little bit longer because they had to get that out of the car.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I find it funny because both Lewis and George commented on this during the race. But then I feel like after, I mean, so both of them commented on the Red Bull speed as they were getting passed by the Red Bull.
Checo speed.
Yes. They said.
Only one of them said it was what you guys.
The other one did say it was so
fast.
Yeah. But
well, only one person said.
It was a rocket ship.
It's a rocket ship, which was funny.
But then after.
Those comments were made.
After those comments were made, some of that speed was lost. Red Bull said that he had some floor damage, which caused, you know, problems with the
speed
and stuff. So that's why he went kind of didn't keep up that speed. Didn't really make much progress after that.
Therefore, it wasn't his fault. Why he didn't do good.
Got damage.
So they can't kick him off of the team because it wasn't his fault.
And then we had McLaren's up front in 3 and 4. Though partway through, so Lando started ahead of Oscar. They pit Oscar first. And so by the time they pit Lando, Oscar's now in front. Oscar stayed in front for a little bit. And then it got to the point where Orlando's like, yeah, I'm faster. So they told him to swap positions. So Lando finished P3, Oscar P4. In the interview with Oscar after the race, they asked him about it. And they're like, you know, especially at a home race, how did it feel? And he was like, you know, we were on different strategies. Lando was faster. The way that Oscar handles everything. I feel like it's just so, like, level-headed. He's understanding, like, yeah, he was faster. I get it's my home race, but, like, they had pit me first, and technically Lando started out in front, and he was just like, yeah, no, we're good.
I hate to break it to everybody, but a home race does not mean you favor that driver. You want to favor the driver that's going to get you more points.
I mean, though, in this case, it would not have. They were 3rd and 4th. It would not have changed anything.
Yeah, but they didn't know the outcome.
Yes.
It could have been.
And I don't think they were trying to favor anybody. But. Yeah.
But I know a lot of people are like, why not? Why are you making Oscar go back? Because this is his home race. Don't you want him to do better? And it's like, you
though there the is this thing. I feel like in F1, we get team orders a lot. And the whole, I'm faster. I love, it was in F2. I didn't watch the race, but I've seen things after where one of the drivers in F2 was like, I'm faster. And his engineer was like, then if you're faster, pass him.
No, see, I don't think Lando said he was faster. I think it was just a team order that they wanted Lando in front. I don't think Lando said he was faster.
Often it has happened where one of the
often yes, but I don't think in this case. I think it was just the team being like, we want Lando ahead. I don't think Lando. At least we didn't hear on the radio that Lando was in front or Lando was faster.
But I think it is because so often we get these team orders and then it causes drama between teammates. I feel like Oscar is, you know, to the point where it's not. He's very understanding and mature about things. But. And then we had the. What else went on in the race?
Bottas and Joe had very slow pit stops these last two races. Ever since they decided, we're going to design this car. Part of the wheels and the wheel nuts, they designed it so their pit stops would be faster. Turns out that their pit stops are like 20 to 50 seconds instead of the normal 1 to 2 seconds. So their design failed and they.
Because they constantly cross thread and then they ruin the things.
Yeah, it's just this whole issue. They had one good pit stop. And it was Joe's pit stop, and it was 3.6 seconds, which is slow. You guys might think it's fast for those who don't watch it F1 constantly and aren't like super, into it. But that's slow. A 3.6 pit stop is slow. May not seem slow, but it's slow for F1. So that
We
happened.
had a couple penalties in the race. We got a 5-second penalty for Gasly for crossing over the pit lane exit line.
Which he did in qualifying.
We also, I mean, it didn't happen during the race. I guess it came after the race. Alonso got a 20-second penalty for a little incident with
George.
George Russell, who
And got 3 points in the penalty as well.
3 points on his license.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had, so, for the last 2 years, the, two races that Red Bull has not won, we have had Carlos win, Lando on the podium, and George Russell getting out on the last, like last lap or lap before the
I
last
was like,
lap.
this one was lap 57.
Yeah, so it was
Singapore
not the
was
last lap,
last
but like,
lap.
practically the last lap.
Practically.
Russell getting out. This time, it was had to do with that Alonso incident. He had, I mean, it's hard to know exactly what happened. According to Alonso, he had just taken a different,
So
racing line, and had so had slowed at a different point than he normally would have because where he was. But George was like,
the stewards were even like, no. It ended up being that he braked too soon and it caused George to not have enough time to react and lose control. So Alonso basically put another driver at harm. And they were like, that's not okay. Because even on the path that Alonso was at, he still braked way too early, is what the stewards were saying. Like, even if he was on that quote unquote path he's didn't usually take, he still braked really early, which caused George to have a huge crash.
Just because he didn't realize, that Alonso would be slowing down that much that
Slacking.
early.
And it wasn't like a
And so he
slow,
wasn't, well,
like,
watching the onboard, it didn't look like it was
well,
that.
like I'm saying, it wasn't like, how do I want to phrase this? It wasn't like George had much time. Like, it wasn't like a, because he was so close that it was such a slow slowdown. Or, I mean, a fast slowdown that he didn't have much time to react. That's what I meant to say.
It's just because where they're at in the corner. Because,
Yeah.
like, I don't think Alonso, like,
Alonso wasn't
slowed down
trying
super quick.
to.
Like, it was not something Alonso was trying to do.
No, it was just where they were
But
at in the
where they were at in the
corner,
corner and stuff,
he had to
like,
slow
George didn't
down.
realize
Yeah.
what was going on. And so he ended up going into the gravel, hitting the wall.
Ended up on his
Ended
side.
up on the side of the car in the middle of the track.
Screaming for a red
His
flag.
radio message is not, it's kind of,
It's not as
you
scary
could
as.
tell he was so stressed because he's laying there in the middle of the track.
Which they should have red flagged, but they were like, oh, we're only going to throw in a virtual safety car, which I feel like was very stupid. They should have red flagged it. Because one, you have a driver in the car in the middle of the track, and drivers are still on, are still out there. And a red flag would have caused a little bit more caution than a virtual safety car. Because even with a full safety car, you're going slower than you do with a virtual safety car. And to have George still in the car, and you could have one driver hits, like, have a malfunction in the car, even if it's the last lap, or even on the cool down lap, easily could have hit something, or the sun be in the wrong spot, or car malfunction, crash, hit George, and either kill George, kill the other driver,
mm-hmm.
or seriously hurt both drivers.
Yeah.
We've seen it happen. And the fact that,
to get out of the car, like, you know, and move away from the car, you have to cross some part of the track, because...
He was in the middle.
He was in the middle. And so, yeah. Yeah. Kind of dangerous there. But I feel like after last year and all the red flag fiasco at Australia, they were like, we can't red flag it. Like, it was like just red flag in our race.
Yeah. I think.
Or like you said, at least do like a full safety car.
At least a full safety car.
Because
then the safety car controls the pace.
Yeah.
Because you could have somebody who doesn't realize that it's a virtual safety car and they're still going race pace and run into George.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like even, okay, because, yeah, with a full safety car, you have the safety car controlling the pace. With a virtual safety car, they just have to drop so much from the speed they were going. And so it's still faster than
a normal safety car.
A normal safety car. And so, yeah. Like, and if somebody didn't realize exactly where that happened, like, you know, it was still just kind of dangerous that happened. But, left the end of the race, we got our C-squared and Carlando podium.
Couldn't be happier. The amount of times today, because so many people know that I'm an F1 fan, and certain people know that I am a Ferrari and McLaren fan, just because I wear their hoodies, like, 24/7. Literally 24/7. So many people were like, it was your weekend. How do you feel? How'd you like the Australian Grand Prix? And, man, I could not be more happier. I mean, I would have been happier with a Lando P1, but I will take a Carlos P1.
But, yeah. Incredible drive from Carlos to come back, you know, 2 weeks after having surgery, come back.
He did a phenomenal
qualify second, go on to win the race, just phenomenal from him.
Now all
watching
the
his dad was so proud. You could just see how proud he was. It was so cute.
All the drivers are gonna go take out their appendix now.
Yeah, that is a joke. Everyone's lining up to have their appendix removed, do some weight saving.
Thing is it doesn't really save you that much weight. Like, if you hear what Carlos actually had to do and, like, had to eat in order to be ready for this race, like, it really didn't do much. Like, it didn't save him much weight, if any weight at all.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's funny.
But, yeah. And then you obviously, the little hug and kiss from his dad, and the fact that he did it with Lando, too. Lando's, like, the adopted son. And then, of course, we got to hear Ferrari singing the Italian national anthem.
Forza Ferrari.
Overall, just a great weekend. Obviously, it's sad when we see drivers have to retire during a race. But, worked out for us this weekend to have someone else other than Max win. So.
I didn't have to hear the Dutch national anthem. Mm-hmm. I got to hear the Spain national anthem.
Feel bad for all of those who, you know, people in Europe who were like, ugh, I'm not going to wake up because Max is going to win again. And then woke up to find out that Max was out.
AKA yeah. The pit lane twins.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it was still, like, it was a good race, don't get me wrong. But I feel like there wasn't much going on. Yes, we didn't have Max there to dominate, but then we had Carlos, who was like, okay, I'll take it.
But I will have to say...
But there just wasn't a whole lot of passing, other than when people would pit, and then just kind of make their way back up.
And that's not a very easy track to pass on.
Yeah, there just wasn't a whole lot going on.
I will say, though, Carlos's message at the end,
mm-hmm.
when he knew Charles was, like, Lando wasn't going to catch Charles, and he was like, tell Charles to come up here and
come get close so we can celebrate together.
Yes. Made my heart so happy.
Yes.
But I don't think I don't have any more to say.
I know, I'm like, I've kind of said all I have to say. Well, thank you for joining us for our Australia GP recap. We will be doing a podcast next week. Don't know what we're going to talk about yet, because obviously not a race week. But we will find something to talk about. And we hope you will join us next week for whatever that is. This has been F1 Indie Girls, and we will see you next week. Bye!
Bye!